March 17th. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Psalms 138, verse 8. Often when I work with hard of hearing children, I use a special form of training that enables the hearing impaired person to make better use of whatever hearing he still has. We start with similar sounding words, pay, may, say, and graduate to sentences. The children learn to concentrate more intensely and thus compensate for their hearing loss. It takes a lot of practice, but it works. As with physical hearing, I found that learning to listen for God's voice takes practice also. I've discovered a special way of listening for His answer when I need guidance. Maybe it will help you too. After I've prayed for direction, I use the affirmation, He perfects that which concerns me. Throughout the day, whenever I think about the problem or situation in which I'm seeking guidance, I just mentally repeat those words of the psalm, letting their meaning permeate my consciousness. Then I let go, leaving my mind open and clear, without trying to force an answer. Sometimes the answer comes as a sudden flash of insight, a deep inner knowing. Other times, it rises up from my unconscious mind as I'm washing the dishes or driving to work or doing some other mundane task. It may leap from the page of a book I'm reading or flash into my mind as I'm falling asleep. It may not come for several days, but I've learned that if I continue to affirm God's perfection in regard to the situation, His perfect guidance always comes. Teach me to listen, Lord, with my spiritual ears, so that I may hear Your voice directing and perfecting.